On today's Kids Corner, Liz is in trouble.
Where did you get that?
What, the pipe?
Uh-huh.
Oh, from the old Cranston place. They're working on it.
So you just took it?
Well, yeah. I mean, there was a ton of it just sitting around. I didn't think they'd miss one little piece.
I thought you knew better than to take something that doesn't belong to you.
Oh, come on, Dad. What's the big deal?
You didn't seem the least bit sorry about what you did.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Welcome to Kids Corner. You know, you never can tell when life will teach you a lesson. It can happen anywhere and at any time. Even sometimes when we don't think we're really learning anything at all. Take Liz and Spike, for instance. They never thought that they'd learn a very important life lesson simply coming home from the sandlot. But that's exactly what happened in this story. It started when a group of kids from Primosaurus Elementary School issued them a challenge that Liz and Spike talked about all the way home.
A baseball game. They actually challenged us to a baseball game.
I know. It's unbelievable.
Oh, man.
I mean, we are the Sandlot champs.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
Oh.
They have a lot of nerve if they think they can beat us.
Oh, man. Spike, I cannot wait for Saturday.
Me neither. This game
is going to go down in history.
You got that right. I know plenty of guys that would want to play ball against kids from Primosaurus.
Well, yeah.
It seems like you two sure are happy.
Hey, Lucille. Hey, we've got a good reason to be.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Because we've just been challenged to a baseball game by some kids from Primosaurus Elementary School.
Oh, is that all?
Is that all?
Yeah.
We're gonna massacre them.
Oh, yeah, like you did last time. Didn't they beat you like 35 zip?
Well, that was a long time ago, Lucille. We have a new strategy now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't gonna let Maury play.
Oh, yeah, nice strategy.
Hey, it works.
Boys in baseball, don't you ever think of anything important?
Like what?
You mean like that stack of CDs in your bag?
Huh?
Oh, are you off to another one of your little dance parties with Lacey?
In the first place, it's none of your business.
Uh-huh.
In the second place, they're not dance parties.
Oh, really?
No, we're just listening to CDs together, that's all.
Oh, and then you dance around the room to them.
Yeah, and yell, dance party, over and over.
You know, it's really rude to spy on people.
Well, rude, maybe. But fun.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't know somebody bought the old Cranston place.
Wow, looks like they're fixing it up pretty nice.
Yeah, they must be. There's a ton of bricks and pipes here.
Oh, pipe. Hey, that reminds me. Mm-hmm. I want to show you guys something. I saw this on one of those nature channels.
You watch those?
Sometimes.
What are you showing us, Liz?
Well, there are these native guys who live in Australia.
Oh, yeah, Aborigines.
Huh?
That's what they're called, the Aborigines?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Them. And they play these instruments that look like long pipes. Just like this one. Here, check it out.
Yeah, sounds great so far.
Well...
Hey, look, a rusty nail. What can you make with this, Liz?
Some lizards have no culture.
Oh, I think the end of that pipe has culture. Germ culture. I can't believe you put that thing in your mouth. Ooh, I'm going to Lacey's. See you guys later.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye. You know... This pipe really is dirty.
Yeah, I know. But it grossed out Lucille, so it was worth it.
Oh, totally. I'm gonna go rinse.
Yeah, don't blame.
Even though Liz grossed out Lucille and himself with the pipe, he still brought it home with him. And after lots of rinsing and disinfecting both his mouth and the pipe, he once again tried making, music on it up in his bedroom.
Liz?
Yeah, come on in, Dad.
I just came to see if you're feeling all right. I heard some strange sounds coming from up here.
Yeah, that was me playing my new instrument.
Oh.
Here, listen.
Nice. Where did you get that?
What, the pipe?
Uh-huh.
Oh, from the old Cranston place. They're working on it.
So you just took it?
Well, yeah. I mean, there was a ton of it just sitting around. I didn't think they'd miss one little piece.
Okay, put your shoes on. Let's go.
Go?
To return this pipe?
Dad, why?
It's not yours, Liz. I thought you knew better than to take something that doesn't belong to you.
Oh, come on, Dad. What's the big deal? They were just throwing it away.
Do you know that for sure?
Well, no, but...
Then it's going back.
Oh, come on, Dad.
No buts, Liz. We're returning that pipe right now.
Mr. Lacerda wasted no time walking Liz back to the Cranston house. The construction workers had gone home for the day, but the foreman was still there.
Hello?
Hi, I'm Harry Lacerda. This is my son, Liz. He has something to tell you.
Oh, what's that?
Here's your pipe.
Liz?
Sorry I took it.
That's okay, Mr. Lacerda. I thank you for bringing the pipe back. And young man, I hope you appreciate what your father did here.
Yeah, whatever.
Liz?
What?
Have a good night, sir.
Well, okay. Good night, and thank you again.
Can we go home now?
Liz, I'm really surprised at you. You didn't seem the least bit sorry about what you did.
Look, Dad, I just don't think we needed to make a big deal out of this, that's all.
This is still no way to behave. You need to think about this a little longer.
What does that mean?
That means that you're grounded.
Wait, grounded?
For 1 week.
A week? Dad?
The next day, Lucille was on her way to school when she heard her neighbor, Mrs. Trollscales, call out.
Lucille?
Oh, no. Hi, Mrs. Trollscales. Can I do anything for you?
Just look at my yard.
Oh, yes, I see. There's paper all over. What happened?
Well, it blew out of your recycle bin.
It did? Are you sure?
Are you calling me a liar?
No, ma'am. It's just that I see a retirement brochure.
Oh, look, never mind all the double talk. Why didn't you put a rock or something on it to keep it from blowing all over, like I do on mine?
Actually, that looks like our rock.
Oh, so now I'm a thief too, am I?
Oh, no, ma'am, no.
You know, you are never going to get anywhere in life by blaming others for all of your mistakes.
Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be sorry. Just clean this mess up.
Okay.
Lucille cleaned up the paper in Mrs. Trollscale's yard and managed to get to school just in time. Why Spike was running even later, no one really knows.
Late. Oh, what's this? A cigarette lighter? Well, that's weird. Who would have dropped this? Whoa! Uh-oh! Fire! Fire! Where's the extinguisher? Oh, no. This is bad.
Spike!
Huh?
What are you doing?
Well, some firecrackers went off in the trash can, and then it started on fire, and then the alarm went off, and then the sprinklers...
And what's
and then
that?
What? This? It's nothing.
It's a lighter.
Good one, Spike. You're getting us out of a math test.
Me? I didn't do this.
Come with me, Spike.
But I didn't do this.
While the other students were outside for recess, Miss Waddle had a few questions for Spike.
I didn't do it, Miss Waddle. I did not set off those firecrackers.
Well, I'll take that lighter now, and I'll have to talk to the principal about this.
But I already told you, I found it. The firecrackers were already in the garbage can when I turned the corner.
I know what I saw, Spike. There was nobody else in the hallway when I saw you.
Man, I don't know what else to say. I didn't do it.
Well, unless we get this cleared up, you'll be spending Saturday in detention.
This Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it this Saturday, Miss Waddle.
Then you need to get me a note from your parents explaining why.
Huh.
You can serve detention next week.
But I'm playing in a baseball game. My dad won't give me a note for that.
Then I'm afraid you and I have a detention date this Saturday.
Still protesting his innocence, Spike returned to class after recess, where, during Miss Waddle's history lesson, things went from bad to worse.
Which document was ratified and signed in 1787?
Yeah, why don't you tell us? You were probably there.
Anyone? Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Spike, you're gonna get in trouble.
Lucille, yeah, do you have an answer?
The Constitution?
That's right. The opening sentence of the Constitution is called the preamble.
Yeah, kind of like this lesson. It just preambles on and on and
on. Now, Spike, you have something to add to the discussion?
No, not really.
Then perhaps you can keep your editorial comments to yourself until we talk after school.
Yeah, whatever.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said yes, Miss Waddle.
Spike slumped in his chair the rest of the afternoon. He didn't participate in class activities, and when the bell rang, tried to be the first one out. Unfortunately for him, he didn't succeed.
Spike?
Huh?
I'm really disappointed by your behavior today.
Oh.
First, the fireworks.
I didn't blow off any crummy firecrackers, okay? Now I almost wish I did, seeing how I'm the one getting blamed for it.
But your attitude is going to get you in even more trouble if you're not careful.
Well, at least it'll be me getting myself in trouble and not somebody else. I am gonna find out who did set off those firecrackers, though, and you're gonna feel pretty silly when I prove I didn't do it.
I sincerely hope you do. I like to think you wouldn't do something like that, but I know what I saw.
May I go now?
Sure. Go ahead.
Fine.
Later that day, Liz was serving his own detention when Spike dropped by.
Hey, Spike, what's going on?
Hey, you want to go to the park, hit the ball around? You know, get ready for the big game Saturday?
I can't leave the house, Spike.
What?
In fact, I can't even play on Saturday.
What? How can you not play? They challenged us.
Spike, I'm grounded. I can't leave the house except for school or with my family until next week. And unfortunately, that includes Saturday.
But what did you get grounded for?
Oh, taking that piece of pipe from the old Cranston house.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
You cannot be grounded for that.
Oh, yes, I can.
But that's nothing. I'm supposed to be in detention Saturday for that fireworks thing, but I'm still going to play in the game.
Spike, you are going to get in even more trouble.
I didn't set off those firecrackers.
Well, but still.
I don't care if Miss Waddle doesn't believe me.
Well, if you didn't, then who did?
I don't know. Maybe you can help me find out. You're supposed to be the detective.
Not until next week, I'm not.
But what about the game?
I don't know, Spike. We'll see.
Lucille?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Trollscales.
I thought you were going to clean up that paper.
I did. It looks like it blew out again.
I suppose you think this is funny?
Oh, no, ma'am. I worked as hard and as fast as I could. I even put a heavy rock on top of the recycle bin so the papers wouldn't blow out.
Oh, really? Then how do you explain the mess in my yard?
Well, maybe some of it blew out of your bin.
Are you blaming me again?
Oh, no. Okay, I'll clean it up. Again.
Excuses are like tails, Missy. Everybody's got one.
Lucille cleaned up the paper again. As she did, she made an amazing discovery.
This is paper from Mrs. Trollscale's bin. She yelled at me for this. I had to just scream at her and tell her to pick up her own garbage.
That would be disrespectful and make me feel better. Not for long. You know, when you behave like that, you're more likely to create other problems for yourself. Bigger problems.
Oh yeah, so what should I do?
You need to make a decision right now whether you're going to give in to temptation or whether you're going to do what your conscience says is right.
You mean now?
Right now. Sin is a decision that we make consciously, and this is your moment to decide whether or not you're going to do it.
Oh, okay, I'll clean up the paper, even though it's not my mess.
You're making the right decision.
The day of the big Sandlot game finally arrived. Liz and Spike had been on their best behavior for the past few days, but when Saturday came, they both had a serious decision to make.
Yeah, I'm going to play baseball.
For Liz, the decision wasn't so easy. If he played baseball, he wouldn't only disobey his father, he'd have to sneak past him. Then, the opportunity he'd been looking for arrived.
Liz, I'm going to the hardware store. I'll be back in about an hour.
Okay.
Liz waited until he heard his dad's car pull into the street. Then he grabbed his bat and his glove and headed out. Liz, Spike, and their friends from Tureen Elementary played the best baseball game they've ever played. They batted well, they caught well, and they fielded well. They just flat out outplayed the other team. Liz himself had 3 hits and even batted in a run. After 5 innings, the kids from Primosaurus Elementary conceded defeat. And with the game won, Liz headed for home. When he arrived, his dad was waiting for him.
Hi, Dad.
I see you've been playing baseball.
Yeah, at the Sandlot.
Uh-huh.
See, there were these kids from Primosaurus.
Liz?
Who... Yeah?
Was I not clear about you being grounded for a week?
Well, yeah, but Dad,
and did you not have 3 days left before you were ungrounded?
Well, yeah, but
and
I
you still went out and played, even though you knew you had 3 more days.
I suppose.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
I see.
Look, Dad, I just thought that the thing I was grounded for wasn't that big of a deal. Uh-huh. It wasn't fair.
Well, can you tell me why I grounded you?
Why?
Uh-huh.
Well, for taking that pipe from the old Cranston place.
Yes, that's what I thought.
What do you mean? That's not it?
No, Liz. The reason was your attitude when we brought it back.
My attitude?
Mm-hmm.
But, Dad, I said I was sorry.
Your mouth said you were sorry, but your attitude made it clear you weren't, were you?
Well, I guess not.
You know not. Now, Liz, having a bad attitude is no small thing. Bad attitudes have caused some of the worst problems I've ever faced.
You?
Yes. Well, sure, I've had times in my life when my attitude was awful.
That's hard to believe. Well, what did you do about it?
Well, first, you have to understand that your attitude is a matter of choice.
Huh?
No matter what others do to you, no matter what's going on around you, how you respond is completely up to you.
So, I control the way that I behave?
Exactly.
Huh. Is having a bad attitude a sin?
Well, it certainly can be. And what's worse, having a bad attitude can lead to other sins. You're a perfect example.
Wait, me?
Yes, you.
How?
You may not have thought you were committing a sin when you took the pipe, but your attitude was definitely sinful when we brought it back. Then you directly disobeyed me by going to play baseball.
Yeah, I gotta admit, that one was sinful. There's no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, now what happens, Dad?
Well, since you disobeyed me by going out when you were grounded, I have no choice but to punish you again.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
You're going to finish the week that you were grounded for originally, okay. And then you're going to serve another week.
All right. All that for having a crummy attitude, huh?
My advice, Liz, don't let your crummy attitude control you.
I'll do my best.
Meanwhile, Lucille was paying a visit to Mrs. Trollscales.
Oh, it's you. Have you cleaned up your mess?
Mm-hmm. I cleaned up all the paper, and then I put rocks on top of both our recycle bins. That way a strong wind couldn't blow it all over our yards again.
Good idea.
The recycle bins were picked up this morning, so I put yours by the back door where you usually keep it.
Well, good. And goodbye.
Actually, I was wondering.
What?
Is there anything else I could do for you?
Are you kidding me? What could you possibly do for me?
Weed your flower bed?
Excuse me? Let you near my prize-winning begonias? I don't think so.
I'm proud of you, Lucille. You made the right choice. I guess I'll never get Mrs. Trollscales to love me, but it does feel better to do the right thing.
Who are you talking to?
Myself.
If you're going cuckoo and talking to yourself, please do it in your own yard. I don't want people to start talking.
Liz and Lucille had faced their problems, but Spike had to wait until Monday morning to face his. He knew Miss Waddle would be upset with him for skipping detention, so he tried to sneak out onto the playground, only to be blindsided by...
Hello, Spike.
Huh? What? Yeah, hi, Miss Waddle.
I missed you on Saturday.
Yeah, about that. I was just gonna
Now, before you say anything more, there's someone here who needs to talk to you.
Me? Who?
Hi, Spike.
Skink? What is this?
Well, I am,
Go ahead, Skink.
I used it to light the firecrackers in the trash can.
You did it!
Yeah.
Miss Waddle thought I did it!
I know.
And I got busted for something you did!
Yeah, I know.
Skink?
And I'm really sorry.
All right, Skink. Get to class. I'll see you after school for the rest of the week.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And it seems I owe you an apology, Spike.
Huh.
I'm sorry. I made a mistake and blamed you for something you didn't do.
Yeah, well, it probably did look like I was guilty. How'd you find out it was Skink, though?
His father called me this morning, and he suspected Skink of taking his lighter, but he had no proof. When he described the lighter, I knew you were innocent of setting off the firecrackers.
So, am I off the hook then?
You are for that, Spike.
Ha.
But there is one thing I'm still upset about.
What?
That you treated me so disrespectfully and didn't show up on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am, I know. I was angry. But I'm sorry. It won't happen again.
Hopefully none of this will happen again.
Ha, amen to that. And say hi to Skink for me on Saturday.
Actually, you can say hi to him yourself.
Huh?
You still owe me a detention for your disrespect.
Oh. Yes, ma'am.
But each one is tempted by his own evil desire. He is dragged away. and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death.
Those little sins grow, those little sins grow, those little sins grow, those little sins grow. Snowball rolling, getting bigger as it goes. It starts a chain reaction when you tip that domino. It always starts so little, then it's huge before you know. I'll give you some advice, I'll make it real concise. Those little sins grow, those little sins grow, those little sins grow, those little sins grow. Somewhere it lost control. I didn't follow what I planned. Back then I was clueless, but now I understand. Those little sins grow, those little sins. Like a snowball rolling, getting bigger as it goes. It starts a chain reaction when you tip that domino. It always starts so little and it's huge before you know. I'll give you some advice, I'll make it real concise. Those little sins grow, those little sins grow, those little sins grow. I guess I had it coming. Yeah, I knew it was wrong. I did it anyway. Thought it'd be over for too long. It grew into an avalanche and carried me along. Those little sins grow, those little sins. Small decisions make a big, big difference. When it's right or wrong, you choose. Since today, it's a game that you are bound to lose.
Where did you get that?
What, the pipe?
Uh-huh.
Oh, from the old Cranston place. They're working on it.
So you just took it?
Well, yeah. I mean, there was a ton of it just sitting around. I didn't think they'd miss one little piece.
You need to make a decision right now whether you're going to give in to temptation or whether you're going to do what your conscience says is right.
Having a bad attitude is no small thing. No matter what others do to you, no matter what's going on around you, how you respond is completely up to you.
So I control the way that I behave?
Exactly.
And this is your moment to decide whether or not you're going to do it.
Like a snowball rolling, getting bigger as it goes. It starts a chain reaction when you tip that domino. It always starts so little when it's huge before you know. Give you some advice, I'll make it real concise. Those little sins grow, those little sins grow, those little sins grow, those little sins grow. Like a snowball rolling, getting bigger as it goes. It starts a chain reaction when you tip that domino. It starts so little and it's huge before you know. Don't make me tell you twice, you're gonna pay the price. Those little sins grow, those little sins.
It's happened to everyone at least once. We do something that we think is not such a big deal, but it turns into something big. It's like a snowball rolling downhill, getting bigger and bigger. That's the way sin is. The sins that we think don't matter lead us on to bigger temptations and bigger sins. What might start out as a bad attitude can lead to some very disobedient behavior. Fortunately, God is willing to forgive any sin. Trust Him to help you. You'll be surprised what it can do for your attitude.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
Good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.